On the morning of April 13th, several university students occupied Nova Scotia Finance Minister Diana Whelan's office in protest to the recently released provincial budget. As per the budget, universities in the province will be given a one-time opportunity to increase tuition fees without restriction. This has students, already crippled by an average debt load of $35,000 upon graduation, worried of a tuition free-for-all situation. Because it is exam time, the students at Whelan's office used their protest time to their best academic advantage, bringing books and laptops, and did some last-minute cramming. In the following audio, I speak with protest organizer J.D. Hutton, the incoming vice president at the Dalhousie Student Union, along with Dr. Alex Kesnabish, department chair of sociology and anthropology at Mount St. Vincent University. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. We're now standing outside Diana Whelan's office. What's going on inside?
Well, the Liberal government has announced the most radical changes to tuition policy in my lifetime. That is, they're deregulating tuition fees, something that's never been done before. This means that the sky's the limit on how much tuition fees can go up. But students are already graduating with an average of $35,000 in debt, and they graduate to an economy with a youth unemployment rate of 18%. It's already a crisis. It's already unacceptably bad. And this budget will make it much worse. And so we're here to send a message that is not okay. But what's really the icing on the cake is that this radical decision was made as students were starting exams, and they were most busy and the most stressed. And so we decided that we're not going to choose between giving the minister an F on her budget and getting A's on her courses. We brought our schoolwork to minister's office today to send a very clear message that education is a priority and that her policies need to change dramatically in order to support youth, not attack them.
So you're quite literally studying in her office.
Literally, we are studying in her office.
You had an initial meeting with her this morning. How did that go down?
We spoke for about 40 minutes, and we made our case that what they're doing will not increase university accountability, as they've said. What it's going to do is decrease university accountability because they can just push any expenses onto students. She replied that we need to be balanced in our approach to reducing the province's debt. We disagree entirely. What she's doing is not balanced. Again, it is the most radical change to tuition policy in our lifetime. It is not reducing the province's debt. It is moving the province's debt from the government onto the backs of students, the young people, the vulnerable people. This will make education a chance for people to transform themselves and better themselves, unaccessible to people of the highest need. This is not acceptable policy. This is regressive. This is an attack on young people. No, we're not confrontational, but we are being very forceful and clear in our message. This is not okay. This is an attack on students. We're going to keep the pressure up. The government has not seen the last of us, but the reality is that this is not us being confrontational with the government. The government is attacking us.
Groups such as the Canadian Federation of Students and others across the board in the province have called for not only a freeze in tuitions, but a massive reduction in tuition.
Well, budgets are about priorities, and so looking at the budget, you can see what the government's priorities are. It's not young people. We're seeing that $22 million has been given for free to the Royal Bank. That's where their priorities are. And so what if that money that was being given to the most profitable companies in Canada was instead invested in students? That shows that's possible. In fact, even university presidents like David Wheeler are now saying that tuition should be free. This shows that the government's not just not listening to students. The government's not listening to anybody in the post-secondary sector. And so this is what we need to be talking about. Using the resources that we have, and we do have them. Groups like the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives have made alternative budget that shows that it's possible to reduce tuition fees in Nova Scotia. The government is choosing not to. It's not that they can't. They have chosen not to, and that's not acceptable.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
General impression, we've had a really good morning. The students organized a study-in at Diana Whelan's office starting at about 9 o'clock. We actually beat the minister here, not surprisingly, showing the students' industriousness. And, we had a meeting with the minister. She allowed us to meet with her, which was great. Largely, she gave us a lot of platitudes. And the students in particular asked a lot of really hard questions, raised a lot of very good issues about the consequences of austerity for the most vulnerable, for the people least responsible for the financial mess governments and corporations seem to find themselves constantly in, who are constantly expected to pay. The commitment of the students here this morning has been great. They've been really clear about their issues, about the lack of access, about what this kind of attack on accessibility does to the ability of people who don't come from wealthy families to attend university to get an education. The minister, I think, interestingly, kept coming back to the idea that basically one would, she couldn't really seem to imagine that you'd go to school for any other reason besides going to work for a bank or a or another kind of large financial corporation, continually justified the $22 million payroll tax break given to the Royal Bank in those terms. And I think, you know, tried to make the case very, very ideologically for why austerity is necessary. And when challenged with the fact that austerity hasn't worked in any of the jurisdictions it's actually been implemented in since 2008, couldn't really come up with a reason why the Liberals thought it was such a good idea to unleash this here right now, except that, you know, apparently it's necessary to clear the field right down to the roots in order to set the best stage in her mind for corporate profit taking. And that was essentially the message she left. I would want to add, I thought it was really interesting, once we were finished our meeting, the minister made her excuses about having to go downtown and left, and was in the process of leaving when a student and somebody in the film industry came in to talk to her as well. And there was a very emotional, a very tense moment where they made their really strong defense of why the film industry tax cut was so important, tax credit was so important. And when the minister left, she looked at me, or I was standing outside, and she just said, "I don't know what to say," and kept going. And I thought that was very telling. I mean, you know, I understand that the situation is difficult, but I think that that says a lot about the way that elites approach these questions, which is, when confronted with the reality of what this does to people in their lives, they just don't want to see it. They don't have any, they don't want to deal with it, they don't have any patience, and they don't have any response to it. I mean, I think in moments like these, when the ruling class imagines they can unleash an agenda that so nakedly serves the interests of the most already enriched by the status quo, people can't fail to see how they're screwed by that. And I think, you know, the students here understand. It was funny because the minister kept trying to suggest the students were only here because they cared about their educations and their student issues, when at every point they made clear connections across a whole variety of issues to this austerity budget. And you know, these are young people, right? And they can see that clearly. They can see the connections between those different struggles, between indigenous peoples struggling for, you know, basic lives live with dignity and control of territory, against the catastrophic consequences of climate change, which, again, this government continues to ignore, given the opportunity to even pay lip service to it today. Stephen McNeil chooses not to attend, you know, obviously attacks on single mothers, on working people, on, you know, even when the government announces initiatives that are support, like the shipbuilding contracts, for example. Once again, if your last name is Irving, apparently in this province, you can be assured that you will be taken care of. But if you are anyone else, including any of those welders or you know, steel cutters or anything like that, you've been screwed. And in fact, the history of that yard over the last couple of years has been layoffs, not job creation. So our challenge to Minister Whelan in part was, just show us one example of how these policies actually do what you say they're going to do, which is to create a more fertile ground for economic development. And again, what happens is all you get is the ideology. So she says, no, it's a mathematical formula, she said to us. That's interesting. I mean, I didn't realize that, you know, small business owners who have such great rates of failure in their first year just needed to follow a mathematical formula to make, you know, success under capitalism. But apparently that's what we got from the Liberal government of the day. And I just think the hopeful thing about this, as we see in Quebec right now and elsewhere, as we see around the world, in Greece and other places, is that moments like this really reveal that it's not just about one group of people who are being disadvantaged, quote-unquote, or being picked on or being marginalized, but that this is actually across a whole bunch of sectors of society, and that those people need to see that they are in the same boat, you know, that we have common cause with each other. And it was a really hopeful thing. It was a microcosm today just to see film industry folks and students in the same office talking about the exact same issues and talking about getting together and strategizing further about this.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Miles.